This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Adventures through time. The homes we live in.
Black Country Live Museum is a pretty cool place to find out about the places we've come from.
And not just the places, it's great to find out about the people behind our history too.
So, most of the houses around here are made of brick, like that cottage.
Ah, that's Pitt's Cottage from Coldsley Street in Bilston. Sam and Nancy Pitt lived there with their family for several decades in the last century. It's believed that Sam built the house himself with second-hand bricks, but without any foundations. Like many folk, they wouldn't have had the means for anything bigger.
The townhouses and back-to-backs that we've seen, they're brick too. But those houses over there, they look totally different.
That's because they are. They're cast iron houses and were built after the First World War in the 1920s. And what's more interesting, there were just four such houses in the Black Country and two of them are now here.
Why only four? I mean, they look pretty nice, big and modern.
Well, why don't you investigate? Pitt's Cottage is quite a good place to start.
Seems like we've gone back in time again. This is still Pitt's Cottage, but I guess we're back when Mr. Pitt and his family lived here. It couldn't be more different to the cast iron house. It's kind of run down and next to a pig pen. Looks like they get their water from that tap. And that must be the toilet. A wooden seat with a bucket underneath. And which is emptied by hand.
Can I help you, youngsters?
No, thank you. I was just admiring your vegetables. Looks like a good crop.
Well, that's kind of you to say, lad. They've turned out grand. I tell you what, you wouldn't get a plot like this in those townhouses.
But wouldn't you prefer something a little more modern?
What? With neighbours left, right and centre getting in the way and no garden to plant? No, thank you. I built this house myself. Four walls are enough for me and my family. Well, those that aren't off to war.
It looks cosy, but it's kind of ramshackle.
I suppose it's all he could afford. At least it's a roof over his head. Uh-oh.
Watch out! We've landed smack bang in the middle of a bombing raid. Quick, hide!
Wow, look at the damage they've caused. Houses and factories destroyed. Let's hope we're not here long. Sounds like another Zeppelin.
The Brawny Fields Estate in Dudley, where there are some interesting designs for the modern family home on show. A lounge for the family to relax together, and an indoor bathroom with all the conveniences. 600 separate prefabricated sections are constructed by a team of four men in just a matter of days, meeting the country's need for housing.
I'm glad we're out of the war. And look, it's the cast iron houses. People are living in them. Excuse me, is this your house?
Indeed it is. Proper job week already, is it?
We're just visiting the area. Your house looks very up to date.
It certainly is. And I've made it very homely in the year we've been here. We're proud of having an indoor flushing toilet. It's so much easier as well having a wash copper in the kitchen. It's much better than our old house. The privy and the copper were in separate outhouses. Tay good on the bones in the cold morning.
Were there many people who moved, like you and your husband?
Well, the council have got to find houses for folk, have they? It's the law. Especially them left without, thanks to them Zeppelins. And not forgetting them living where it ain't safe or sanitary. Some of the houses around here seem like they're as old as Turner's Hill.
Why did they build these houses in iron?
We're renowned for iron in these parts. These houses were constructed with pieces from the Eclipse Foundry, right here in Dudley. Such a clever notion. Making separate parts that fit together in a flash. And with so many needing homes, the quicker the better.
Is iron cheaper than brick?
Well, it was. But I read in the newspaper that brick's becoming far cheaper nowadays. So I doubt they'll make any more like ours.
That's what must have happened. They went back to using bricks. And that's why there were only four houses built. Wow, it looks really nice.
It'll do us nicely. Care for a cup of tea?
I don't think we've got time.
And we're back. At least we now know why only 4 cast iron houses were built here in Dudley.
You're back. Those houses were innovative in many respects, quick to build and using materials that were in plentiful supply.
Until the price of bricks made them too expensive.
So although it was a good idea, it just didn't catch on.
For thousands of years, the houses we live in have changed as people and the world around them change too. I wonder what houses will look like in 100 years from now. Why don't you put your imagination to work and think about how we could make changes to the places we live to better serve ourselves and the environment?
Black Country Living Museum adventures through time with support from the Arts Fund.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.